I remember growing up and walking through a grove just outside my backyard. The beauty of the grove was striking, with vines dangling from branches, sunlight penetrating through the patched ceiling of leaves, and the slow trickle of water from a nearby pond echoing through that hushed wood. It was in one instant where all the beauty merged seamlessly together, and the beauty, like harmonics, echoed through each other and from each other, and in turn grew so powerful that I beheld true beauty. I remember witnessing that moment, and I will never forget it. Every individual has encountered that special moment similar to mine. That moment where the stars align, the harmony emerges, the beauty chord is struck, and the world, for one moment, is at peace. Everything slows, like a pearl gently descending through a bowl of sweet honey. It was there in the grove that I momentarily escaped Earth. It was there, in that grove, that I encountered magic. I believe in magic. We know what magic is as a child. The fairy tales I was told made perfect sense to me. I understood Santa came every year to give me presents, simply because he was magical and good. I understood things like dragons, knights, beautiful princesses, and evil warlocks, better than I understood things like arithmetic, social studies, and grammar. I believed in what I could not see more than the world I did see. But we are taught to suppress this impulse. We are taught to believe in things like reason, sensibility, and maturity. We are taught to suppress the magic we see by explaining it reasonably, as if explaining that magic is unreal dismisses the fact that every child experiences it anyway. As we mature, we are almost conditioned to label these feelings nostalgia, romanticism, and adolescence. But I still believe in magic. I believe in magic because magic cannot be explained. No one knows where the magic comes from, because by definition, it is nothing we have encountered in this world. That magical day in the grove left me longing. I was unsatisfied because I knew as a child that I was only a witness and not a participant in that magic. That glimpse has encouraged me to search for the source of the magic I saw. Every individual yearns to embark on the quest of a lifetime. I think we incorrectly define maturity. Maturity is not forgetting about the magic from our childhood. Maturity is embarking on a pilgrimage to discover what magic truly is. The voyage for hidden treasure transforms into the voyage for truth. Magic allows us a glimpse into a world we cannot yet fathom. I believe in magic because I believe one day I will not just glimpse magic, but that one day I will be a part of the magic that I see.